Chatham County Roundup is presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. Joined today often by a special guest from Chatham County. Today we're actually joined by WCHL News Director Brighton McConnell because Chatham County Commissioners held their last meeting of 2019 last night. Also, as we said yesterday, the first meeting of commissioners since the Confederate statue in Pittsboro was actually taken down and removed by order of the county. So much anticipated meeting, but not a whole lot happened as far as that goes, at least. Some other significant developments from the meeting, though, that we'll talk about. Brighton, good to be with you. What went down yesterday?
Well, it was a busy meeting, actually, because they had a work session attached to the regular meeting on the back end. So a work session at 3 o'clock, regular meeting at 6. They ran them through the gauntlet yesterday. But, you know, so mostly stuff on the consent agenda. They're wrapping up as they finish the year. This is their final meeting of 2019, as you just said. They appointed a new chair, which is our friend of the station, Commissioner Karen Howard, will be taking over for Mike Dasher, who's been the chair for the last year. Commissioner Diana Hales is going to remain as the vice chair on the board. I want to talk about two things that I think are probably the biggest parts of the meeting to take away here. They held a public hearing during the regular meeting section on whether to change the 2016 administrative policy in the county regarding tobacco use. That policy requires it to be tobacco-free 50 feet from property owned, leased, or
That's
maintained
the
by the county.
That current is policy, right?
Current policy. And they were looking to formalize it into an ordinance. You know, a lot of the commissioners and the presenter talking about the policy were just citing wanting to set an example for the youth of Chatham County and visitors to the county, just caring about its citizens' health as well. And some of the stats that were read at the meeting were after a survey was completed among Chatham High School students, it was found that 46% of them reported ever using any sort of vaping product or tobacco product, with 22% reporting using said products at least once within 30 days of taking the survey. Most likely e-cigarette and vapor products.
They're
making that number high. And it's a widespread problem in the U.S. now, too. The national statistics around e-cigarette use, as I said, nationally, is about 27.5% recurring use among high school students.
Is there an optimism? Mystic number in there. 46% said I've done it before, and 22% said I've done it in the last 30 days. That suggests that about half of the people who try it are like, yeah, thanks, I'm never doing it again.
I suppose, but even then, you're almost at 1 in 4
right.
High school students in Chatham
that
County.
That is significant, yeah.
Regularly using this, or at least having used it once within 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
It is pretty significant, and you know, they're thinking that by turning this policy into an ordinance, which they did do. It got passed unanimously. You know, they really want to just try and make it so now it is a law that you cannot do this. It makes the punishment more severe, and it really sets that example to both the youth and just other people who are doing it that it's not good for your health. Mm-hmm. And long term, the county really wants people to move away from this. And funny enough, actually, the U.S. House just passed a bill today as they were figuring out some legislation to avoid a government shutdown. They passed a bill raising the tobacco purchase age to 21 years old as part of that spending package, which also kind of goes right in line with what the Chatham County Commissioners were discussing on Monday night.
Right. So speaking with Brad McConnell, so what was, you said it was a policy that they were turning into an ordinance. What was it if not an ordinance before?
Really just something that they followed and that the, I believe that the chair of the county commissioners or whoever enacted the policy wanted to stress and put out there. It was a requirement, but not necessarily punished as hard as an ordinance would be. An ordinance kind of turns it more into a law, whereas a policy, from what I could tell from listening to the meeting, it was more these are guidelines that you'll be warned, but not necessarily punished for using tobacco products
within the
county property.
All right. Other things that happened?
The commissioners approved the capital improvements plan for 2021 through 2027, which is a long way away. And if you don't know what a capital improvements plan is, it is a plan that gets updated every year to reflect and try and stay on track in terms of funding major capital needs, which in Chatham County's case is any project that would cost more than $100,000. And so this plan obviously runs 7 years. It's looking way down the road, but they were really just trying to, it's a good way to update on what projects they kind of have on the horizon. One new project that they added to the plan is actually replacing the core storage and servers for the county's technology infrastructure. That will go onto the books beginning in the 2025 fiscal year. So obviously looking to update what their website can do, what all of their just really technology can do by adding more server space or at least improving it. There were four new unfunded future projects added as well. So these are projects that have been discussed, but no budget has been set for them yet at all, which it's a pretty interesting list. You've got a sheriff's office warehouse for equipment, which includes a command bus, a command trailer, a boat, and community service trailers.
What are they going to use the boat for?
I'm not sure. I thought the same thing when I came across that in the
documents.
Hijinks
on Jordan Lake, I guess?
I guess so.
Okay.
A bit more of a normal one here. There's a new and existing parks project that's going on that will eventually address new parks and trails, as well as updating and renovating the existing Parks and Rec facilities. Chatham County School System will need to update and replace the existing athletic field lighting in order to meet current state high school athletics standards. And a new career and technical education building at the Central Carolina Community College main campus in Pittsburgh. They are going to be constructing a new building for that too. So those are just four projects that made it onto this plan that, you know, if you maybe had heard them around the county or anything like that, by their addition onto this plan, it says even though they don't have a budget yet, mm-hmm. they are certainly going to be in the long-term plans for the county to address.
Was there any talk, and I know we've talked about this at length from the Orange County perspective, of just how much of a maintenance and repair backlog there is for Orange County schools and Chapel Hill Carver City schools and what county commissioners have been trying to do to keep up with that? Is there a similar issue in Chatham County schools for the amount of repairs and the amount of maintenance that needs to take place versus how much there is to do it?
You know, I can't really say. It didn't say in the plan from what tell.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's probably some. Parents are almost always going to say that there needs to be some repairs on that front. But at least in terms of this plan, perhaps not. And maybe that's because, Aaron, it would be different spending for each school that it's done. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they would lump all of those maintenance projects
together.
Necessarily yeah. into one number for a long-term yeah. budget like this.
Yeah. So we were talking about a really busy meeting last night. One thing that really didn't transpire was, since this was the first meeting after the statue came down, we were thinking that there might be nothing on the agenda per se, but a ton of people showing up at public comment. That didn't happen, as it turns out.
Yeah. Only one person signed up for the public input session at both the work session and the regular meeting combined. Mm-hmm. And he just wanted to talk about an incinerator that he's worried Duke Energy is going to be using to burn coal ash and where that might be placed. It is kind of surprising just because they removed the statue right after their meeting in November. And, mm-hmm. You know, there was definitely some protesters out there when it was removed. There were a handful of protesters the weekend after. But it certainly seemed like the weekend after it had died down, potentially because of weather. But mm-hmm. I was certainly expecting to see some people, just because of how contentious it was at the meeting when they voted to remove it. I thought that now that the statue has been removed, there might be some citizens that might have come out and spoken about how it was removed, when it was removed, all
right,
that.
Right.
But it turns out that...
Not complaining, just surprised. Yeah,
I mean, and maybe it's just one of those things where, because it was such a long gap between those mm-hmm. meetings, that's the case. Maybe, as Commissioner Howard has said to us, you know, ongoing dialogue is really the goal of the county with the future of the statue. And, you know, maybe now that it's gone, some improvements have been made on that front, or those who were protesting its removal have now maybe shifted their focus to, okay, well, what's the future for the statue look like, which Chatham County says is out of their hands.
Mm-hmm. So that's something that did not happen at the meeting. Anything else that did?
I think that pretty much wraps it up. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they're headed into 2020 with pretty much the same board that they had before. And now, as I said, Commissioner Karen Howard as chair, I'm sure they'll have a busy slate in 2020 like most other boards in the area.
ChathamNC.org for more information on Chatham County government, including the county commissioners and upcoming meetings for 2020. Brett McConnell, thank you so much.
Absolutely, Aaron.
This has been the Chatham County Roundup, made possible by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. Find them online at WeaverStreetRealty.com.